Chances are you've seen the movie Babe. There's a scene in the movie where it's Christmas Day on the farm. The hens, the pigs, the cow, and Ferdinand the duck are all gathered round the kitchen window. They're trying to get a look at who's the one. Which one of their barnyard buddies has been chosen as the main course for this year's holiday meal? As they crane their necks to get a look, they discover that it's Rosanna. Rosanna the duck lay dead on the table as the center of the Christmas Day feast. And Ferdinand the duck says, "Why, Rosanna? She had such a beautiful nature. I can't take this anymore. It's too much for a duck to take. It eats away at the soul." And the cow says, "The only way you'll find happiness is to accept that the way things are is the way things are." So Ferdinand the duck says, "Well, the way things are stinks." There are things that happen that we don't like or things we get that we don't want, and we find ourselves resenting or resisting the card that we've been dealt. The way things are stinks. How often have you had that very thought? How often have you had thoughts that something in your life should definitely not be the way that it is? Consider that life never turns out the way that it should, and for that matter, life never turns out the way that it shouldn't. Life turns out the way life turns out. Now what? How do you accept the way that things are without submitting to defeat? About a year and a half ago, my husband August was laid off. This was a very big deal for us. He had worked for the same Fortune 100 company for almost 25 years, almost all of his entire adult life. It was a Monday morning. I was leading a seminar on this same night, so I was getting my usual get-ready, be-relaxed manicure and pedicure. As I lowered my eager feet into the warm, sudsy water, my cell phone rang. I saw that it was August. "My secretary was just let go," he said. The security guards are standing over her desk right now while she packs up all her stuff. They've given her exactly 10 minutes to pack her things." He was angry and confused, and he told me that he'd call me back. I was concerned because he was so upset. About 30 minutes later, with freshly painted toes, I moved across the room to the manicure station, and August called again. "They just let 2 more people in my division go. Something's happening. I'll call you back." It would be about 45 minutes before he would call me back again with the news that every 15 minutes someone else would get the call. The phone would ring, and the one being called would be informed by the voice on the other end of the phone that there's a meeting happening on the 30th floor and your presence is required. It soon became very clear that the people who were getting those calls were people who were not coming back. So we wondered together if August would be called to that meeting that morning, but all we could do was to wait. August tried to work, but it was not easy. I tried to go about my day and prepare to lead my seminar, but I was distracted. Once I decided to sit down in a neighborhood cafe for a quick cappuccino, my cell phone rang with the final news. It was about 12:30 in the afternoon. "Well, hon, I got the call. I have to go to the meeting, so I guess I'll be home early. I already packed up my things." He was one of 800 people that were laid off that day. August and I met at home about an hour later, and he cried, but not for himself. He cried for the people who had cried for him. He cried for the people who had to be taken to the ambulances waiting outside. He cried for the altered lives and dreams deferred. He cried for the broken hearts, and I cried for him. "Why, August? He has such a beautiful nature. I can't take this anymore. It's too much for a wife to take. It eats away at my soul." How do you accept the way that things are without submitting to defeat? Well, you could be like Ferdinand the duck, resentful and proclaiming that life stinks, eventually looking for a possible means of escape. You could be like the cow and give in to your inevitable defeat, led like Rosanna the duck to the slaughter, or you could choose what you got, whether you like it or not, and get on with it. Within moments, we made peace with the shock. Within minutes, we had dried our tears, we shifted gears, we put on our coats, and then we went to pick Gussie, our 8-year-old, up from school. August took Gussie to her ballet lesson, and I went to lead my seminar, and we chose to get on with our lives. But before we could have any hope of getting on with it, we had to choose the layoff. We had to choose the layoff or be paralyzed by it. We didn't have to like it, but we did have to choose it. And you? Whatever it is that you're dealing with today that you didn't ask for and that you don't want, you too can choose. You can choose to be with the way that it is and with the way that it isn't. You can choose to be with what is so rather than wanting to change it or wanting to have it be any other way than the way that it is. Choosing what is rather than how you think it should be is undeniably powerful because it allows you to clarify what the next step could be along the road toward what it is you really want. Stop resisting and choose your whole life. Now, granted, choosing your life the way that it is not easy. It requires you to expand and develop with every new experience and to be bigger than you know yourself to be. And make no mistake, it's not about pretending something isn't upsetting or difficult, and it's not about trying to muster up a way out. It's not about trying to ascend to some higher level of consciousness, and it's not even about trying to overcome negativity. Rather, it's about allowing what is so to be, without having it have to be any other way than the way that it is. Stop fighting what's happening in your life and stop fighting your reaction to it. Stop trying to change it. In the moment that you can just let it be, the divorce, the finances, the weight gain, a death, in the instant you can be with being laid off and just let it be, you can start to get clear about what to do next and begin to address where you might go from here. Imagine. August and Gussie and I went on vacation recently, and it rained every single day. We went on vacation to bask in the hot sunshine and to swim in the cool ocean, and it rained every day. Now, we could have been annoyed, and we definitely were for a bit. Then we decided to choose the rain, and we watched movies and ate ice cream and talked and played games and talked some more. Clearly, we could have fought the rain, but that would have been a barrier to the doorway of the possibility of what we got. What we got was the opportunity to really relax and enjoy each other's company in a way that we hadn't ever done. Today, start from what is. Stop living from what should be. Today, embrace the painful feelings, the fears, regrets, and the resentments, the grief and the frustration, the joy and the pain. Today, stop trying to make it anything other than what it is. Choose your whole life and choose it without any blame or regret. Get to a place of being open to new possibilities rather than trying to change old possibilities into something that they're not. You got what you got and you can have what you want. Why August? Why did he get laid off? Because he got laid off. Now what? You got what you got and you can have what you want. That day, August lost his job, but our life is bigger than any one set of circumstances. Today, don't you be stopped. Keep choosing your whole life, what you want and what you'd rather not have, and keep moving on. Losing is part of winning. Failure is part of success. Dying is part of living. Happy and sad go hand in hand. In that moment that you can choose loss, in the moment that you can choose the rain, in that moment, the possibility of experiencing your victory, the possibility of sunshine on your face, opens up wide.